Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me David Ashenfelter, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer for the Detroit Free Press. Good evening, David. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Following the story of former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick in as it deals with the Tamara Green case, I've been following your stories. It's a story we follow here in Lansing, of course, and throughout the state and in the area. Wanted to just catch up with you. There's been 3 days of testimony so far, and maybe you can give us, as easy as possible, the simple backstory on the case that we're discussing today.
Well, basically, the lawyers for Tamara Green's family, she was the stripper that was killed in 2003, some 6, 7, 8, 9 months after supposedly dancing at this never-proven wild party at the Manoogian. Her family has sued the city of Detroit and Kwame Kilpatrick, saying that they essentially derailed her murder investigation to prevent her killers from being found. The case has not gone to trial yet. What we're haggling over now is whether city officials, Kilpatrick and former police chief Ella Bully Cummings and some other people, deliberately destroyed emails that may have shed light on her death. The family's lawyer, Norman Yatuma, claims that they did destroy email, but we've now heard through 3 days of testimony, first from a city computer technician, that email in the city of Detroit was routinely purged unless the employees did something to actually save it. And we've now heard from Ella Bully Cummings, the mayor, and at least one of the former law department directors, that they never destroyed any email. In fact, Kwame Kilpatrick testified 2 days ago that he never sent, received, or destroyed any email dealing with Tamara Green or her homicide investigation. And we heard the same thing today from his former police chief, Ella Bully Cummings. And two of his former bodyguards also testified today, said the same thing.
So the gist of what we're working on now is whether emails were sent back and forth to try to quiet and, you know, get rid of, you
right,
know, evidence.
Right. Well, actually, whether there were any telltale emails that would show that the city somehow was conspiring to thwart her murder investigation, and were those emails, if they ever existed, were they destroyed? Yatuma came out of court today when he was finished saying that he thinks he's made his case, that email was destroyed, and what he wants is a default judgment, a ruling by the judge that basically says, you won the lawsuit. Lawyers for Kilpatrick say they don't think he's even come close to meeting the burden.
And that's what attorneys say afterwards.
That's what they do.
That's exactly what they do. And in default judgment that he's won the case, what is he looking for?
Well, what he really wants is he wants to be declared winner of the lawsuit, and at that point he would be, if the judge agreed with him, he could be declared winner of the suit, and then they would have a trial on what the damages ought to be. The judge may not, if the judge rules at all in his favor, and we're not sure at this point that he will, the judge may rule that, no, you're not going to get a default judgment, but we may impose some financial penalties against the city, or there's certain facts that they are not going to be able to address at trial. So that could benefit him if this case ever gets to trial. There's a lot of speculation that it will never get to trial.
So far, what you've heard in the courtroom is everybody's backing each other up.
Right.
The former police chief, the two detectives, and Kilpatrick are all telling the same story.
Right. And let me tell you, though, from a reporter standpoint, what's really sort of interesting about the whole thing. Any reporter who's dealt any time at all with the city of Detroit knows how difficult it is to get information out of the city. So if you talk to the reporters who have been covering this, on one hand, you hear them say, well, you know, maybe Yatuma's right. Maybe they did destroy things. On the other hand, we also generally say, well, is it the city's destroying things, or that they are so big and so uncoordinated that they just simply can't preserve evidence? We don't know what the answer to that question is.
And what is the feeling of sitting in the courtroom and watching this go on? You know, former mayor Kilpatrick is back in prison, correct?
He is. He's serving time for probation violation as a result of the text messaging scandal that basically drove him from office. And he came in to testify Monday from prison. I think the general feeling of the reporters is this is one of those stories that just keeps on giving.
And not necessarily in a good way. You know, when right. I read through your articles, and they're beautifully written, I mean, there's a reason you got a couple of Pulitzer Prizes.
Thank you.
But there is a lot of information here. We go back and forth to, you know, from the murder of this woman. It was done in a drive-by shooting?
Right. There is a the city believes, well, you've got a mixed opinion. You've got a bunch of cops who believe that the higher-ups, including Bully Cummings, basically derailed her investigation. You've got another group who say, no, that's not true. You've got some people who say there was a party. You've got some people who say there wasn't a party at the Manoogian. There's a question of whether, was she there? Was she, in fact, the stripper that was allegedly assaulted by the mayor's wife? There's just, in all the time that we've spent over the years investigating this story, mainly Mike Elric and Jim Schaefer, we've never found anybody that was reliable that ever said, I attended the party, Tamara Green was assaulted at the party, the mayor's wife assaulted her. We've never found anybody to say that. Yotuma has. But they've got, both of the people that he's got, both of his witnesses have a history of mental issues, and so they're just not taken as being very reliable.
So there are credibility issues with some of the folks involved.
Right, and you've got a bunch of EMS people that say on the night of this, in the fall of 2003 or 2002 when this party supposedly happened, that they either treated Tamara Green or they ran into her at the hospital and that she was complaining about being assaulted by the mayor's wife. But you've got the party issue isn't really what's going to be tried in this case. What's going to be tried is, if it ever gets to trial, did city officials thwart her murder investigation?
In an article that was printed on Monday, I believe it was, Yotuma, the attorney for Tamara Green's family, was looking for emails to go even farther back than he had originally asked for.
Well, he actually doesn't want to go further back. He wants to come up to the present.
And oh, I'm sorry.
And the judge wouldn't let him. The judge said, the issue we're dealing with here is, did the city destroy any email, and was it relevant email? And was it destroyed during the period between when the party supposedly happened and when she was murdered? That's the only area that we're really dealing with here.
Well, and you talked about the different layers of this story and this rumored party. Attorney General at the time, Mike Cox, declared that the party was rumor and an urban legend.
Right.
I mean, so
it cost him the governor's race.
Yeah, I agreed.
Yep.
That certainly didn't help anything there. And he talked about it, as you wrote, that both of the officers may not have been involved in cover-up but received inordinate amounts of overtime pay.
Right.
So it just, like you said, it's a story that keeps giving and giving. What is the next step? The hearing is going to continue?
Hearing will continue Wednesday. At least that's the plan. And the testimony on next Wednesday would come from Christine Beatty, Kwame Kilpatrick's former mistress and chief of staff. She now lives in Atlanta, Georgia, or in the Atlanta, Georgia area, so they may have her testify by telephone or by video. She'll answer questions about email and the destruction of email. Yotuma then wants to bring on a computer specialist who I think would testify about the city's computer system and what it should have kept and how things disappear.
Well, it's interesting. Like you said, the story that keeps on giving. We'll keep following it. I'd love to chat with you again as the hearing continues or wraps up.
Call me anytime.
Very good. Thank you so much for your time today, David.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with David Eschenfelter, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer for the Detroit Free Press. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.